This is an epic takedown today on Double Eagles Radio Network in the podcast series of Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. And if you get into the scriptures and stay in the scriptures, in the spirit, the scriptures will come alive to you as it's written. You know the truth, and the truth sets you free. Jesus said there that are of the truth, hear my voice.
Victory, I'm gonna have victory.
I will punish the world for their evil and wicked for their iniquity.
Victory, I'm gonna have victory.
And I'll cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and they that will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible.
It's been a long road, but I'll keep walking.
I will make man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir.
To have victory, I'm gonna have victory.
Therefore will I shake the heavens, that the earth shall remove out of her place. See, that's why you fear none of these things.
I'm gonna have victory.
God's taken down
Jesus,
the devil in your trials, folks.
Jesus set me free.
And only through persecution, tyranny, and repression and thievery is the gospel spread. That's how you stand against all odds. Matter of fact, when they're decreeing tyrannies, mandates, lawlessness, and evil, they'll say, who falleth not down in worship shall worship the beast, shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. See, they're recreating a false god, a third Adam, if you will, in the beast. If you don't fall down to worship when that tune is played, they're going to cast you into that fiery furnace. But isn't God a consuming fire? Isn't it in there is where you find the Son of God walking with you as the King of evil? Answered, he was a stoned, he said. I threw these three men in the fiery furnace, and lo, I see four men loose in there, walking
Jesus,
in the midst of the fire.
Jesus set me free.
And they have no hurt. And they have no... And the form was like the former, the fourth man was as the Son of God. See, that's where you look for the coming of the Lord, and he wants to be in you right now to go with him as he destroys the works of the devil. Oh, Lucifer, how art thou fallen from heaven, the son of the morning. It's kind of like when you had it all. Don't let your crown be stolen. Let no man steal the crown.
Oh, my heavenly Lord,
Jesus,
set me free.
He'll set you free. Now art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend up to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. When you have Christ in you, you're a shining star. You're adjoining with Jesus. You're a living stone, a lively stone. And being adjoining with Jesus, he's trying to exalt himself, the devil, above you, to lord over you.
I'll be living for
said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregations, the side of the north.
I'll be living
I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. It's always a mimicry. A thief who copies, who morphs, even as into an angel of light, temporarily, so that the masses beg for his ways. Don't be fooled. The ruse, the intimidation. Stand tall.
Shine bright for me.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to the sides of hell, to the sides of the pit. This is a
victory.
Epic takedown.
I'm gonna have victory, 'cause Jesus set me free.
And he'll say, is this the man that made the earth tremble? That did shake the kingdoms? That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof? That opened not the house of the prisoners? But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit. As a carcass trodden underfoot, God has his ways of dealing with the wicked. Now the blood of Jesus Christ can wash you clean from all the sins and the sinful nature. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was of white as snow, and the hair of his head was pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels a burning fire.
You're the majesty on high. You're my life, my only life.
I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came. The judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Majesty.
Faith is always right now. Praise is always right now. You got to speak the word. Worship Jesus. Because the mystery of iniquity is already at work. And then the son of perdition. It's about the devil being exposed. Then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Even him who is coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. I've told you for years, Christ's light manifest in, through you, and for you purges all darkness. So the kingdom of heaven rules over the kingdom of man. So that epic takedown, the manifestation of Christ in you, or if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Jesus is victory.
See the truth, the sword of the word of truth, the spirit of righteousness, which is the word of God. That's what Christ in you, not Christ near you, not faith about him, not washing out, purge out negativity, evil and darkness compel you to go into joy, light, truth, affliction, or being afflicted. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. To afflict our bodies, to search our hearts, to pray to him, to set us free, and be quickened by his spirit forever. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he shall tread the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. This is an epic takedown. And on his vesture and in his thigh, a name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
This is Epic Takedown.
Victory.
With Andrew and Sarah Lacoma, Double Eagles. Radio Network.
Free.
Set us free.